Knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. Fight for love.
$100 smoking my bill fold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole.
We lead local talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. Talk and text live, 884-9910. Stick around. In just moments, we're going to hear from Reagan Babe. That's right. Megan Barth. Guess where she's at? On the steps of the Georgia Capitol. We'll get with her in just a second. First off, I want to give you some good news because FBI agents on Thursday arrested Cincinnati Democrat City Councilman P.J. Sittenfield for accepting bribes in exchange for votes. You know what makes this such a big deal? Not only the fact that people are finally starting to get arrested and, you know, the truth is coming to light. His arrests makes the third arrest on that city council this year. Wow. Really need to start paying attention to this. Really need to know who we're electing into office. I've told you before, it all comes down to the primary. Don't wait to get involved until the general election. We've got a general or we've got a primary coming up in a year and a half now. I hope you're ready. Let's go to the talk and text line and check in with Reagan Babe herself, Megan Barth. Megan, oh, my gosh, the things you do in this state and you bring the truth all over the country. What is happening in Georgia?
Well, what we're doing right now, we just had a big Stop the Steal rally. I'm actually walking and talking to the Capitol. And Alex Jones just showed up in the Hummer. So we're doing Stop the Steal rallies at state capitals, specifically Georgia, today because the Secretary of State wants to certify an election. And he says the numbers don't lie. But the problem is when you put garbage in, you get garbage out.
Exactly.
So the numbers that he's talking about are fraudulent ballots. They have not verified the signatures. They have not verified the witness requirements. They have not verified the ballots. And we're talking about a Republican Secretary of State. Brian Kemp has been completely MIA. We have a Republican legislature here. They need to convene. What we are seeing is massive, widespread fraud that was committed in Nevada. It was committed in Georgia. It was committed in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. And as the evidence is being presented and coming out, we see that President-elect Biden is a figment of the mainstream imagination as well as the left's imagination. And so I have been fighting against voter fraud, speaking out about voter fraud for 5 years, as you know, Monica. I even uncovered a lot of it in Assembly District 15 in Clark County, and now everyone's talking about it because it's been around for a long time. It's been part of the Democrat playbook, but they didn't realize that they'd had to commit so much fraud because of the amount of votes that President Trump got in 2020.
Yeah.
So we are asking that people show up at the courthouse in Carson City. Sorry about the noise in the background. We are asking for this Saturday at 11 a.m. for people to show up in front of the Carson City Courthouse so everybody can see that we are not going to sit idly by and watch our country be stolen. We're not going to watch our voices be stolen from us. We should have transparent, open, and fair elections. That's the only thing we're asking for. And the only way we're going to get what we want is to stand up, as you can hear Alex Jones in the background, stand up and be heard and take to the streets.
And the, and this is what gets me, Megan, is the fact that even the director of the Federal Elections Commission has said that they believe Sidney Powell, they believe Rudy Giuliani, that there has been fraud. And that's why they're not, you know, or that's why they're holding off on certifying all this. And it really is bringing to light how many people call themselves Republicans and they're really not.
Yeah, and let me just tell you something. When I was calling out Republicans in Nevada, including the Secretary of State, I didn't make a lot of people happy. But what I was doing was not a personal attack against these people. I wanted to ensure that they were enforcing the law and doing their duty to make sure that our voter rolls in Nevada were clean. Now we know they weren't clean because dead people got ballots. There's evidence that Laxalt presented that 80,000 unsolicited faulty ballots went out in the mail, affecting the Clark County total. And this is what happens when Republicans don't do their job. Instead of just going along to get along and doing deals, the American people get screwed. And what happened now is that we've all gotten screwed. We got screwed in Nevada. We got screwed in the national election. And even though I was trying to call this fraud out for 5 years ago and every year since then, I was widely ignored by our elected officials who are supposed Republicans that kept telling me that they didn't believe that the fraud existed. Well, it exists. And we are now at risk of losing not just our state, but our country to the radical left.
Yeah. And it just shows how many elections here in Nevada that people question now were probably rigged.
Correct. Do you really think that Nevada is a progressive state? Do you really think that in 2018 that those votes were actual votes, or do you think they were fraudulent votes?
No, I think Adam Laxalt should be our governor.
That's right. And I'm sure that we should not be we were hijacked. I kept saying we've been hijacked by the radical left. The radical left called Antifa, voter fraud a myth, and now they're calling Antifa a myth. Do they really think we're that stupid?
Yes, they do. All right.
There you go.
11 o'clock tomorrow at the state capitol in Carson City. Megan,
you can do the state capitol, but we're trying to put pressure on the courthouse. And those
on the courthouse.
The courthouse. In the Carson City, yes, courthouse. I can get you an address. Just one moment.
Well, I think it's just up the street.
885 East Musser Street, M-U-S-S-E-R. 885 East Musser Street.
Okay, at the courthouse.
Yes.
Megan, thank you so much. And I'll let you get back to Alex and the crew there in Georgia. And I hope you'll be bringing all that noise here as well. So
we will be until this election has a fair, open, and transparent result. We are not going to rest until we get fairness and until we get transparency.
Yeah, like I've said before, Megan, we have enough friends. We need facts and truth now. So
that's right.
We're not worried about making friends. Reagan, babe, thank you so much. And we will talk to you again real soon. There goes Megan Barth in Georgia. Thank you, girl. That's what somebody from Nevada on the courthouse steps, on the Capitol steps in Georgia, because of what's going on. Worse yet, Republicans letting it happen. I'm tired of Republicans letting this all happen. We want to see the truth. We want you to investigate it. And what I don't understand is even for people who claim that they're progressive, that claim that they're Democrats and they just want everything, you know, out in the open, and then why wouldn't you want a legitimate vote? Because guess what? to any of the lefties out there, guess what? Your votes are being manipulated as well. This is not good for anyone. This is an elite trying to determine who they are going to put in place to rule and control over all of us. We need to stop this in its tracks. Marcella, keep calling. Hang on the line. We're having a little thing with our phone systems there. I see you're calling, and we'll try to get to you as soon as we can. There's a website, AmericanVetProject.com. AmericanVetProject.com. And it's got some great information on there about all kinds of different things, especially COVID right now. Trying to put out the links that you need to follow to get the information that groups like they and I use. Okay. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Marcella this morning. Wants to talk about COVID. Hello.
Hi, Monica. I met you a couple times at Danburg and then again just recently at the rally we had in Carson City.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, Marcella. Yes. Yeah. So I just came back from a driving trip because I didn't feel like flying with a hassle to Michigan, Flint, Michigan, to visit my boyfriend's 89, almost 90-year-old mother who just got released from 30 days being in the hospital with COVID. Now, she rallied and survived. And she survived through them, even though she's real high risk. She's missing one of her lobes of the lung. We have three, so one lobe. She's had open heart surgery prior and also aneurysm brain surgery. So she's real high risk, right, and all the meds. She made it after 30 days, and they would not let one loving relative visit her. They had to do all just phone calls, you know, with them holding the phone. Yeah. So she survived with nobody there to really rally her besides the nurses, which were lovely. But they let her out, and they were going to send her to a nursing home, and the family fought it and got her home. So we saw her after she got home. She's now well. I mean, she still has her health problems, but she's doing very well, good spirits. And for her to survive like that, and she's not on hospice. She's back home. So isn't that remarkable? And people are so afraid.
That's what it is, Marcella. I think the brain is also taking over because we get so depressed and, oh, I'm going to die from this. And it's like, no, you're not going to die from it. Just, you know, keep positive spirits. Keep, you know, I'm going to beat this. I'm going to fight it. I'm going to win. It's the flu. We all get it.
Yeah, and we told her we're coming, you know, and I don't know if that made her hold on to, but anything to hold on, you know.
Yeah.
But the hope was all her own, you know, not manufactured. You're right. You have to have hope. And
Did she say anything to you about that she wanted her family there with her?
Well, the sisters told me, you know, because we were here and they're there, the two sisters. So her first two daughters, and they're like 68 and 70. And so, I said to my boyfriend, I said, no, your mom's going to rally because you've already told me about her spirit. We didn't know she was going to die. We brought a black suit back and I brought a black dress, you know, boots and the coat overcoat, and we didn't need it, but we were prepared for anything.
Yeah.
And so I'm just wanted to share that with you because I know how you are. You know, we didn't wear a mask when we were in there. You know, we both have tested negative. I'm going to go again. And he tests once a month. So just wanted to share that with you. You said to call again.
I'm glad
again,
you did.
And here I am. I love
you. I'm glad you did. I love you too, Marcella. And God bless to your boyfriend and his mother, all the great wishes that she is up and around in absolutely no time and getting over all this. Marcella, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you for your show.
Thank you. Let's go back on and check in with Bill this morning. Bill wants to talk about COVID as well. Hi, Bill. Thanks for calling the program.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. This morning I was listening to the Fox Business Network on TV, and they showed something that England did, a survey, like, about the COVID virus. And closing things down didn't help, because they closed the wrong areas. The grocery stores are the ones that really carry the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Most people that got the virus came from the grocery store. It didn't come from the restaurants. It didn't come from beauty salons or barber shops or anything. The most it came from was the grocery stores. And it kind of makes sense, because the grocery stores never closed. None of the main stores ever closed during the virus. But the virus kept spreading. So it goes to show you that's where the virus is mostly, is in the big stores, your grocery stores, your home stores like Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever.
Yeah, Bill, it's everywhere. And that's the thing, is if you're going to get it, you're going to get it. That's why you have to take care of yourself. You have to have a good immune system. You have to have a positive attitude if you do get it. And stop with the panic. Bill, thank you so much for sharing that story that you heard this morning. It's, you know, I don't have the time to watch and bring absolutely everything. So that's where I rely on you guys so much. So thank you for participating, Bill. That was awesome. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It is the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And since we have very limited time here, I'm going to stop talking. Did you just feel like somebody cheered? All right. 884-9910. Let's check in with Steve. Steve wants to talk a little bit more about Corona. Hi, Steve. Thanks for calling the program.
Hey, Monica. How you doing? Hey, we're the ones that started the American Vet Project.
Hi, Steve.
With all those... Hi. So what? Actually, what we did is that we went and a few of us got together and used the CDC and the state of Nevada's websites to find information about that. And what we found out was in July and August, state of Nevada hired a ton of new contact tracers.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is that they have confirmed cases and suspected cases. And what we're finding out is there's such a wide brush, a wide definition of what a suspected COVID case is. They ask you 19, and you can go, actually what we did, we used the domain narcsquad.com that goes to the American Vet Project, because actually it's one of the local veterans that turned us on to this. And they ask you 19 questions. If you answer yes to two or three of them, then you're suspected. Like, are you stressed? Do you feel fatigued? Do you have nasal congestion?
Have you been in a crowd?
Yes to those. And then we found one document from the state of Nevada that said, like, I think it's like October 13th or 11th or whatever. And they said there was a total of 500, cases for that day. 300 of them were confirmed and 200 of them were suspected. They're adding both of them together, and that's why we're getting the high numbers, which mm-hmm. is, they need to define what a suspected case is.
Well, it goes back to the way that they're registering the deaths as well. There's a difference of dying from COVID as to with COVID. And they're just listing all of the deaths as COVID related because they get money for it. It's all being manipulated, Steve, for the fear. And I thank you so much for putting all of this together. I meant to respond to your email, but I wanted to get it out to everybody listening.
That's
NARCSquad.com or AmericanVetProject.com.
The American Vet Project. But the NARC Squad, we've been asked to do stuff for the recall Sisalak and pulling all that together as a portal to all of them. So it's just, we're busy.
Yeah, I know you are, but you know what? It's so worth it in the end. And it just makes you feel good knowing that you're helping, you know, people who you get inundated. You just get bombarded with all of this information. It's like people just want to know, where can I go just to help sort it all out? And that's exactly what you're doing. So.
But all the data is there from the state of Nevada. You can look at their official, documents. And one of the documents they had is the training questions that the contact tracers are supposed to ask the people. I mean, it's just it's crazy out there.
Yeah, it's getting bad. So, Steve, thank you so much for calling into the program and helping me talk about this. Appreciate it. You take care as well.
So many
people working so hard to bring you the information that you deserve, the truthful information, the honest information. And, when it comes down to money and things like that, this is just getting crazy. Okay, so a little bit more information about this weekend. So courthouse in Carson City, 11 o'clock. It faces East Street, the courthouse there across from Roop. Then rally there, and then a lot of people are going to be moving over to the state capitol at 12 o'clock. So there's a couple of different rallies going on this weekend, but it's all in the same area. Let's merge them together. Get there early for the courthouse at 11, and then walk on over to the capitol at 12 o'clock. They have to know we're upset. We need our commissioners, the commissioners especially, not to certify these county elections in the thought of fraud. President, getting ready to speak here in just a moment, he's not going to concede. He's not going to give up. And we shouldn't give up with him. It's not about a virus. It's about an election. It's about an economy that was booming under a president who cares about you and me. And they can't have that. That's not good for them. It's not good for them for him to have promises made, promises kept. It's not good for them for you to have more money in your paycheck. It is not good for them to see what this president has done. Vaccines coming out, therapeutics already out, even though some doctors or some pharmacies won't fill the prescriptions. It's all to show you the corruption, the manipulation. It's called exposure. And more is coming. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And this is where we come to talk. For all of Northern Nevada, so many people concerned about the election, about COVID, about their kids, about their jobs. Dieter still falling way behind. But you have to keep a positive attitude. I know that it is hard. But if you don't stay positive, then they win. If you don't find out the facts for yourself, then they win. And I know you're more of a fighter than that. I know you've got more in you. Don't let them take control of your psyche. Be positive. Go outside. Take a deep, without a mask. Take a deep breath. And this is all going to come to fruition. Today's poll question. The director of the CDC says they do not recommend the closing of schools. Is the new Washoe County Superintendent, Kristen McNeil, in the wrong for calling for full distance learning? Still has to be voted on by the board, but is she in the wrong for even calling for it? Until after January. You know, parents have to work. And for single parents out there, they can't stay home with their kids. They can't stay home. This is putting more of a burden on families than the school district is admitting. Yesterday's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Will you be attending any virtual events? You know, the galas, the fundraisers, the concerts this holiday season? Because they're just basically shutting everything down. 49% of those participating in the poll say no. I'm going about business as usual. Not going to do the virtual BS. 51% said yes. They'll do it virtually. Make up your own mind. But as we go back to today's poll question with the full distance learning for Washoe County, I got my guy, Miguel, sent me this. As a student in Washoe County, I can tell you that school closures are the worst thing for the future generations. First of all, we are not learning a thing through these Zoom meetings. He said BS Zoom meetings, but I was cleaning it up for him. And are ruining our eyesight by staring at a screen 24/7. You know, Meg, I didn't even think of that. Thank you for putting it out there. Screen time, yes. If the teachers actually think that we are learning anything during distance learning, they are just fooling themselves. Part of the problem that I have with the online program is that they are forcing us to use either Zoom, which is from China, and therefore controlled by the CCP. We are also using Microsoft Teams, which is owned by the man who has the patent for this virus, Bill Gates. One correction, Miguel. From what I know, Zoom is actually owned by a businessman from China who came here years and years and years ago and considers himself an American. So I don't know if that makes any difference. I don't like him anyway. I just don't like meetings online. We saw how Jeffrey Toobin from the New Yorker treats it. Thank goodness he was fired. CNN hasn't had him on, but we'll see how that turns out. You know, the commercials are true. I tell you, you sit there and you see people in, you know, they're all business attire from the waist up and then the waist down, you know. They're either in their jammies or their boxers or, you know, God only knows what. That's how I picture people now. So thank you, Miguel, for that. I appreciate your response. Talk to the kids. Talk to the people. The young people who are actually being affected by all of this. It is incredible the responses that you get. They hate it. They hate the distance learning. And I have never seen a kid in my lifetime wanting to actually go to school. These kids want to go to school and learn. You could also look at it, though, that, well, at least if they're not in school, they're not being indoctrinated. So let's go back to the talk and text lines, 884-9910. And, oh, we lost Tom. I'm sorry about that, Tom. Tom, call back if you want to talk about the, we'll get rid of the dial tone there. Tom, call back if you want to talk about the voting machines. Appreciate your time. Again, just throwing it out there since this is Friday. I know it's short notice, but Georgia, doesn't matter if Alex Jones is there, doesn't matter how many people are storming that state capitol. I don't even know what to call those people. They are certifying the election in Georgia for Biden. They're citing that it's a Biden victory. Well, in the immortal words of Megan Barth, who we just had on the air, garbage in, garbage out. We've got the algorithms. We've got the professionals. What I was going to mention earlier about Dominion. It is very funny. It's like the director, CEO, whatever, of Pfizer dumping his stock. Because he knows how this vaccine thing is going to turn out. You sell it when it's high. If you know it's going to go low. People who work for Dominion on LinkedIn, stuff like that, they're disappearing from social media. Kind of makes you wonder. Dominion has closed up offices and moved in the middle of the night, or just shut down offices. That's rather odd. If you have a product that you stand behind, if you have a software that you tell everybody is honest and doesn't have programs actually built into it that people can go on the internet, break into, and change things. It's interesting. Why would you shut down your office? Why would you disappear from social media? Don't want to stand behind? Don't want to stand behind your product? Can't bring the truth that it is a good system? Quick text here. Unless you're teaching your kids from a different curriculum than the public school system, they're still being indoctrinated, whether they're at home or in the classroom. Good response there. Scott just sent me plandemicseries.com. Check out plandemicseries.com and says this one is fire. Yes, actually, Scott, it is. I've watched the Plandemic series and it's just sad that people can't open their minds when all of this stuff is coming out. We've been talking about this since April, about how this is all planned. Some people were talking about it in March when it first happened. I just ask you, it's not going to take up that much time of your day. Look up Agenda 2030. Look up the Great Reset. Don't go by Google. Go by a search engine that will actually give you, not direct you where they want to direct you. They'll actually direct you to legitimate sites. I mean, even Time Magazine came out with the Great Reset. Now they're trying to pull it all back. Cat's already out of the bag. You can't do it. You can't put Genie back into the bottle. So Agenda 2030, Event 201, look up Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci saying there was going to be a surprise pandemic during the Trump administration. Why were these people all saying this if they weren't planning something? Why do you think they would say it if they weren't planning something? And the torture is just going to keep coming. They're shutting down all the holidays. Thanksgiving dinner, you're supposed to have it outside. Really? So let's give Grandma and Grandpa pneumonia because they're sitting out in the freezing cold. They're messing with you. They are just flat out messing with you. Don't take it. Don't accept it. Wash your hands. Clean your counters. And if you get the virus, guess what? There are therapeutics to help you get over it. But if you lay there and say, oh, I'm going to die if I get it. I'm dying. Nothing's going to help me. I wish I were dead. Then you know what? Your psyche is going to take over. And depression is going to set in. But when you say, I've got this. I got things to do. I got to get up. I got to keep going. Then you win. Stay in bed for a couple of days. Let your spouse or let your kids wait on you. You deserve it, especially if you're a mom. My mom just puts it out of her mind and says, I can't afford to be sick. I can't get sick. So the germs know not to attack her. But that's what you have to do. Going to come back after this break as we wrap up the program. Just want to give you a little heads up about COVID-19 from, get this, 2015. But wait a minute, I thought this was all new. Think again. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Oh, I got lots to share, but I never have enough time to do it. I just love talking with you. 884-9910, write that number down. Keep it by your phone. Keep it by your radio, your computer. That's always the number that you can talk and text us. And you can text us anytime, actually. Even though the show only goes from 10 until noon, you can always send those texts in. And you can always send the emails to monica@991fmtalk.com. I'm having a hard time with social media, just like everybody else, so I don't know what accounts I'm going to keep and which ones I'm going to get rid of. I've been accepting more friends on MeWe and on Parler, so you can follow me on those two as well. Haven't really gotten set up with, you know, photos and stories and things like that yet, but I will. I got a weekend ahead of me now, so hopefully I can get through all of this stuff. But I want to leave you with something that you just need to think about. When you're listening to the mainstream media spewing all of their, oh, cases are going up, we're spiking, everything's got to be locked down, and it's not true. It's not true. I've talked to people who work at Renown. We're not going downhill here. The numbers are being manipulated to keep you in fear. And ready and willing for another lockdown. If you put a patent on something, that means that it is man-made, it's engineered. You can't put patents on things that are created in nature. So, in October of 2015, a patent was put out for a pre trial test for COVID-19 tests. Okay, did you pick up on that? In 2015. Who applied for this? 10/13 of 2015. Richard A. Rothschild. I just want you to look it up for yourself. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the DuPonts, the list goes on and on. Of the elite who want the Great Reset. It's all about money. It's not about you. It's not about your health. It's not about your well-being. It's not about your future. It's about them having control over you. And really, the only country that stands in the way of the New World Order, world domination by these families, is the United States of America. Because we have guaranteed freedoms in the Constitution. And that's why they're trying to get rid of it. And get rid of all of us. Stand up for yourself. Saturday, in front of the courthouse, 11 o'clock. In front of the Capitol, 12 o'clock. And God bless you.